Case 4 of the Book of Equanimity. Attention. As the World Honored One was walking with the congregation, he pointed to the ground with his finger and said, "This spot is good to build a sanctuary." Indra, Emperor of the Gods, took a blade of grass, stuck it in the ground, and said, "The sanctuary is built." The World Honored One smiled. Very nice and simple case. In the introduction, the last sentences, "Who is this person who can be master in any place and meet the source in everything?" Who is this person who could be master in any place and meet the source in anything? That's what our practice is. That's what our life is. So, the World Honored One, that means the Buddha, was walking with his assembly, and he points to the ground. This place is good for building a sanctuary, a temple. This place. This place is exactly this moment of our life. Wherever we're walking, wherever we are, in whatever form, that's exactly the place for our sanctuary, our temple. It's exactly the place of our practice, this life as it is. That's the fundamental point of this case, of this koan, if we say it that way. Good to build a temple here, a sanctuary. From what? From all the dreams and stories that blind us to what's called for right here, right now. Very straightforward. Because whatever is called for right now is our life. And whatever gets in the way is our stories about how it should and shouldn't be. Whatever gets in the way is what creates trouble for us. Whatever our judgment about how it should or shouldn't be right now is what blinds us to what is right now. That's why sitting is so easy, because we can't be but right here. The appreciatory verse, first line, is "on the 100 grass tips, boundless spring, taking what's at hand, use it freely." That's what this case is about. Taking what's at hand, whatever comes is exactly you, exactly your family, exactly our life. How do we be familiar, intimate with it? How do we freely be here? Well, one of the things is not to be entangled, or not to stay entangled, or not to be blind to how we're entangled in our dreams, which is means as we sit, we notice where and how we're caught. If we fail to notice, then we feel. If we fail to feel it, then we suffer. If we feel and sense it, then we can take care of it. If we don't, then we bump into it. We don't have to go looking elsewhere for our practice because it's always right where we are. However, this plant, these 100 plants appear in the spring of our life right here, right now. These 100 plants are the boundless spring of our life, the boundless moment of our life where we have to make good use of whatever's here. Picking up what comes to hand, using it knowingly. It's another translation of that verse. Picking up whatever comes to hand. And whatever comes to hand is our life. Our life embodied as we are. Embodied as the universe is, which is our life. Nothing but our life is the universe. The life of the universe is ours, is us. So Indra is the king of the gods, if we want to say that, the king of the heavenly realm. Indra took a stalk of grass and stuck it into the ground and said, the sanctuary is built, the temple is built, taking care of it right here with how whatever shows up. And not being limited by, oh, well, that's just a piece of grass. He means a sanctuary, a temple, like, and then tell our story what it's supposed to be like. I mean, the meal I'm supposed to have is the people who are supposed to be, the job that should be, what you should say to me, what you shouldn't say to me, what they should do or what they shouldn't do, how my body condition should be right now, etc., etc. All the coulda, shouldas, wouldas that we hold on to without noticing that keep us from being the Dharma sanctuary, the Dharma truth, the Dharma temple of the moment where we take care of it in the most simple and ordinary way. Very simple, but very hard. Well, let me read the whole verse, and then I'll want to bring up the last line. On the 100 grass tips, this is one particular translation, boundless spring, taking what's at hand, use it freely. Buddha's 16-foot golden body of manifold merit spontaneously extending a hand, enter the red dust. The red dust is a name for the world. Scarlet dust, red dust. Scarlet dust, red dust is, in a sense, the world with all the complications of every sort. Complications of our condition, complications of the conditions of the world, economic, social, political, add them, all the others. Within the dust, be host. Meaning, you're the one who takes care of it. You're the one, if we use the word, masters all the conditions. That's what the Buddha calls for, and while the guest spontaneously appears from beyond this world, that refers to Indra, the ability to appear and take care of it. Wherever you are, be content with your role. Everywhere, life is sufficient. Life is appropriate. You can be the life. Everywhere, life is perfect as it is. If we don't get blinded by our stories of conditions, how it should be or shouldn't be, and therefore we then can act. We can act, quote, the last line, no matter if one is not as clever as others, no matter if you, whatever you have, whatever you think, it doesn't matter if you think so-and-so is more superior, I'm inferior, so-and-so has such-and-such. Dislike not those more adept at you is another translation of that last line. No, it's the last part of the last line. Wherever you are, be content with your role. Dislike not those more adept than you. Dislike not those more adept. But you take care of, we take care of, our life condition. Our life is so-called inside. Our life is so-called outside. Our life is so-called what's called for here and now, because we see we're capable to make use of what's at hand, to use it freely according to circumstances. When I worked this case with my Zumi Roshi, he was, after we worked at it, he said, this is a nice koan, quote, this is the kind of understanding I want people to have, that wherever they are satisfied. Wherever they are is a temple, city, country, smog, clear, nature, mountain. Mountain is not needed for a monastery. everywhere we are, that's the end of the quote from him, everywhere we are is the perfect place for the perfect sanctuary for us to sanctify, if I use that kind of word, the life of the universe in our activity. We are the person to take care in any place, meet any condition we're capable of. As long as we're not blinded by some standards or ideas of how and what should happen, how and what should be or shouldn't be. A more elaborate translation of the last line of the introduction. I didn't read the introduction, but who is the person who can be master at any place and embody the principle in any karma? The principle means the fundamental truth of what Buddha teaching is, the fundamental truth of the reality of life, the reality of that you are exactly perfect in this universe as it is, and this is yours to take care of. No matter what the karmic circumstances, if we use that kind of fancy word, no matter what the karmic circumstances that we face, we individually, we as a group, we can, quote, encounter and embrace the truth of the Buddha's teaching, the truth of the Buddha's awakening, the fact that being just this moment is available to us in everything. We can be the compassionate way in every circumstance, and yet we have to see if and when something gets in the way, how to go beyond that. And of course, the way is very clear in our upright sitting, in our manifesting being just this moment, in the particular moment. We've all been sitting sesshin for a little bit these past few days. We could continue to embody that and embody that in our ongoing activity, in our ongoing sesshin, and in our ongoing life. Doesn't mean be still. Notice this story, if I call it story, this case, is the Buddha out for a walk with his disciples, using exactly a simple circumstance of walking in the field. Not some specific, quote, better circumstance to be. Every circumstance is the perfect spot to manifest the Dharma sanctuary that is our life, that is our interaction with others. Thank you.